If you could travel with me to India, to the heart of the old city of Jaipur, I would take you to this place made of sandstone and marble, where a moving shadow marks time to an accuracy of 2 seconds, and where we could note the exact position of any object in the night sky. I'm Barry Perlis, Associate Professor of Art. On the screen behind me is the Jai Prakash, a large-scale astronomical instrument at the Jantar Mantar at Jaipur. Jantar Mantar is the popular term used to refer to the astronomical observatories built in the early 1700s by the Maharaja Jai Singh II. Now, when I say astronomical observatory, you're probably picturing an austere domed structure on top of a mountain somewhere with a huge telescope inside. But actually, the observatories I'm speaking about and that you'll see later in this study room were compounds made up of buildings of different sizes and forms, each of which was an astronomical instrument used to make direct line-of-sight observations of objects in the sky. In this study room, I'll tell you a little about the history and workings of these observatories and the unique method by which I've been documenting them. You will have an opportunity to explore the various structures which served as measuring instruments for the Indian astronomers of Jai Singh's time. Using the computer's ability to display panoramic images, you'll be able to take a tour of the observatories and see everything that I was able to see and record when I was there. I'll show you how these images were created and talk a little about the way new technologies have changed the way I look at things. Jai Singh built 5 observatories in West Central India between 1724 and 1737. The observatories at Delhi and Jaipur are the largest and best known. Of the other 3, built at Ujjain, Mathura, and Varanasi, only the Ujjain and Varanasi observatories survive. Jai Singh's instruments used line of sight as a means to track the movements of celestial objects. Sky observation of this kind has been a part of human culture since prehistoric times. We can follow its history from the megaliths and stone alignments of Brittany and the British Isles to the pyramids of Egypt and structures of early Mesoamerican civilizations built during the first centuries AD. The observatories of Jai Singh have their precedents in the early cultures of the Mediterranean and Near East. Much of the astronomical and mathematical science of Assyria, Sumeria, Babylon, and Egypt was inherited and assimilated by the Greeks, who channeled this knowledge into texts, which later influenced European, Arabic, and Indian astronomers. The theoretical basis of most of Jai Singh's instruments can be traced back to Ptolemy and Hipparchus. The Jai Prakash Yantra, for example, is based on the Berossus sundial, which was a Greek adaptation of a Babylonian design. The observatories at Rey, Tabriz, and Samarkand, built between 994 and 1417 AD, developed Ptolemaic instruments at larger scale. And it was the work of the Arabic astronomer Ulugh Beg at the Samarkand Observatory that Jai Singh studied in great detail. What are we to make of these monumental structures, hundreds of years old, yet surprisingly modern in form? Follow along with me as we explore further and take a virtual reality tour of the astronomical observatories of Jai Singh II.